91.3 KXCI Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Andrew Alamban. Hey, Andrew, how's it going?
It's going great. Nice to be here.
What do you do at the U of A?
Going into this next year, I'm going to be a junior, and currently I'm studying molecular and cellular biology, as well as mathematics.
So the math of biology, are you kind of mixing them together?
Yeah, I mean, at the end of last year, I realized I like doing my math assignments, and then it was weird signing up for classes without them, so I'm like, yeah, let's take more math classes.
Yeah, keep it going.
Yeah.
Do you find math relaxing? You know, some people suffer from math anxiety, but some people are on the other end where there's comfort in the math.
Yeah, the homework system that they were using was nice because I get to know whether I'm right or wrong. So seeing that green check mark was very therapeutic, and I guess a little boost to my ego.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, let's keep this going.
Are you doing any lab work, Andrew?
Yes, I am currently in Dr. Janice Burt's lab. We study gap junctions. Essentially, gap junctions are a way for cells to communicate to each other directly. It's your cell's cell phone, if you will. It's not really a cell phone, so much more like those telephone can phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they allow direct communication from the insides of the cell. So like they allow ions to pass through, signals to pass through.
Tell me more about these things.
Yeah. So
are they like little strings?
Or? They're more like tunnels that connect the cytoplasm, the insides of the cell, directly to the other cell.
So they physically connect.
Yeah. We've seen that they have some kind of control to growth phenotypes of the cells. Our cell model that we're studying, it's called RIN cells. They're cancer cells. And they're devoid of any kind of gap junctions. And the proteins that we call them for jargon's sake, is they're called connexins. These connexins, they come in many different flavors. In fact, they come in like, I believe, 20 different flavors.
Wow.
Yeah. One of them is called connexin 37. We've seen that it actually halts the growth of these cancer cells. I'm actually doing the growth curves right now, and I can see the ones without the protein are just, they're growing like crazy. Yeah. Yeah. And then the ones with the protein, it's kind of like flat line.
So they're sending that message that slow down, cut it out?
Yeah. Again, they come in different flavors. So they also have a flavor that says, hey, you should probably grow or something like that.
So each flavor represents a different message, basically.
Exactly. Yeah. Interestingly enough, these flavors also have flavors within them.
You're experimenting with how you can manipulate these connections?
It's not really manipulating, but figuring out what each switch does to the function of the cell.
So you're on a fact-finding mission for sure.
Yeah, yeah. We're just trying to figure out, hey, who are you? What's your name? What can you do? What do you do for a living?
Yeah. Do you come here often?
Yeah, exactly. Are you friends with Bob? Are you friends with Joe?
Wow, that's really cool.
But yeah.
So what else have you been up to, Andrew?
So it's my second summer in UBurb, so I figured, you know, I'm going to get more involved. So I signed up for the UBurb Ethics Retreat, and it was a grand time. We learned a lot about how the healthcare system works, how proper science works. I'd really just like to thank the ASUA body because they actually helped fund the trip, and you know, they provided us with our rooming and our great food.
Yeah, thanks, guys. What are you going to do after you graduate?
Ooh, that's a big question. I'm still exploring whether or not I want to continue medicine because that's what I thought going into university. But after being exposed to research, you know, it's been such a blast. I like the promise of discovering new things. Any given time I look into a microscope, I could be the first person in human history to have seen those results. And that's just like very fascinating to me.
Yeah, you're exploring.
Yeah. But, you know, healing people is nice too.
You ever listen to music? Speaking of healing,
I actually am a part of an a cappella group.
How do you get to be involved in an a cappella group?
I'm going to go into the moral story of like, oh, learn from your failures, because I auditioned for symphonic band this sophomore year and then I didn't get in. And then I figured, yeah, I could just, you know, continue with my studies without doing music and be a super stressed STEM student, or I could, you know, break out of my shell and join an a cappella group. And luckily they took me in. It's a fun time. My friend was in Cat Call. That's our name. He said, hey, you should audition. I think you'd be a great fit for the group. And I'm like, well, I don't know. I auditioned last year and you guys turned me down. He's like, no, it'll be fine.
Okay,
I'll do it. And then, you know, the rest is history.
The connection was made and you found balance.
Yeah, it was good.
That's so great. Thank you so much for coming into
Thanks
the
for
studio.
Having me.
Of course.